Are you looking for some abundance mindset motivation quotes? And I'm not talking about affirmations here. We'll do another video about affirmations another day, and I'll have my big old affirmations don't work rant then. What I'm talking about here is some specific quotes that help remind you and keep you on track towards improving your abundance mindset. They basically remind you of the basic principles at play of how your unconscious mind works and how the entire universe works, so that you can start to really keep on building and expanding your own abundance mindset. Kind of like the 10 commandments for abundance mindset, except we're only doing 5. Now, if you're not sure what the difference is between rich thinking and poor thinking, between an abundance mindset and a poverty mindset, then you may need to actually start with this video here. Just saying. But if you're clear on what the difference is, or you have a reasonable idea, then let's go. And a quick reminder, of course, that for all things money and mindset, and for regular tips to help you build an aligned and abundant business you love, please do subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell. I personally spent years trying to achieve more success, especially financial success in my business, because when I first started out and I discovered the law of attraction, I was a broke single mum. And so I became very much obsessed with it. Maybe you can relate. And I studied it and did everything I possibly could. And look, it absolutely worked, because fast forward a couple of years and I'd built a really successful multiple six-figure leveraged income, bought my dream house, and things were going really well, except there was a little piece of the puzzle still missing, because I would have sudden emergencies that gobbled up all my money. And even though I was making so much more money, my expenses had risen as well to match them. And so I was stressed. I was still stressed about money, and in some ways, probably even more stressed at that time than when I was a broke single mum. And so I finally managed to add that last piece of the puzzle. And that was to really significantly transform my money mindset. And that is what made all the difference. And so what that allowed me to do is not just attract more money, but to really shift the way I felt about money, the confidence I had around my abundance, to create a lifestyle that I truly love, to relax and just chill out about money and know plenty more is coming, and also to start to create true wealth for myself. So in this episode, I'm going to break all of that down for you to just 5 key principles that really make all the difference. And we're going to sum each one up with a simple quote to make it easy and simple for you to remember. Shall we do it?
Let's go.
So let's get stuck into these 5 quotes for business success. Number one is, what you focus on expands. And I'll expand that by saying, and where attention goes, energy flows. And what that's all about is that it's a reminder of where you decide to focus, that's what you're going to get more of. So what most people do wrong is they focus on all the things they don't want, all the things that aren't working for them, all the things that they're sick to death of, all the things they're worried, stressed, and fearful of. And so with that, they give those things their energy. And with that focus, those things expand and start becoming bigger and bigger and bigger in their life. So remember that where your attention goes, your energy flows, and what you focus on expands. And so your job is to make sure that you focus on what you wish to expand, that your attention goes and your energy flows to the things you want more of, rather than the things you want less of. Number two, thought connects, feeling attracts. Now, this is a very important reminder of 2 principles and ensuring that you keep the balance between them right. So thought connects, that part is a reminder that when you have an idea, a thought, a desire, you are instantly and automatically entangled with, connected to that idea, that event, that possibility out in the quantum field of infinite possibilities, or the matrix, as Max Planck, the physicist, literally called it. So the connection happens when you have the thought. And that means that you don't need to keep worrying about connecting over and over and over again. You can let go of that. You can stop thinking about it, trying to think it into materialization, into manifestation, and then focus on the second part of that quote, which is feeling attracts. because you are an electromagnetic feeling, and it is your state of resonance, your state of vibration that matches you up with the matching events out in the quantum field. So thought connects, and you only really need to ever do that once. So once you've had a desire or an idea, that has occurred and that never changes. And then your job is to make sure that your feeling state, your emotional state, your state of being matches the outcome you're looking for. And that's what helps it manifest. Number three is get off the topic and on the vibration. And this is a quote by Abraham Hicks that you may recognize. And it is such an important reminder because, as I just said, it's the feeling that attracts. So if you feel abundant, that's what will attract abundance, including money towards you. So if the topic of money for you right now is kind of full of frustration and disappointment and fear and worry, then try to get away from thinking about money. Take your mind off it, because remember, where attention goes, energy flows, and what you focus on expands. We've talked about that, right? So take your attention off the topic of money to the best of your ability and get your attention on the vibration of abundance. So get off the topic and on the vibration. And there are many ways that you can feel abundant even if money isn't flowing for you right now. And the more that you're able to start resonating with that vibration of abundance and make that your natural, predominant, clear signal that you're sending out to the universe, then more abundance is attracted to you, which naturally includes money, because it's one of many forms of abundance that can come to you. And so the topic of money can shift when you let go of it and you start focusing on the bigger vibrational component instead. That's a really cool one, isn't it? I absolutely love it. And I'd love you to tell me in the comments, like, is this making sense? Is this starting to help you understand where you've made it really hard for yourself to manifest more of what you want? Let me know in the comments below, because as you start to share that awareness, it actually becomes clearer and clearer for you, which is what helps you get unstuck and start moving forward. Number four is that a belief is just a thought you got in the habit of thinking. And basically, a belief is a thought that you kept thinking over and over again until you got so in the habit of thinking it that your nervous system took over, and it just became an unconscious pattern in your nervous system. A belief is just a thought you got in the habit of thinking is what allows you to remember that limiting beliefs, money blocks, and all of these things, they're really not these scary monsters under the bed. They're just thoughts you got in the habit of thinking till you didn't even realize you're thinking them anymore. And so that means that you can unthink them. You can start to think different thoughts and get in the habit of thinking new thoughts and turning those into powerful, beautiful new beliefs. Now, if you want to learn a little bit more about how to make your money mindset nice and simple, be sure to check out this video next. And last, but by absolutely no means least, we have every dollar needs a job to do. And this is a really important reminder that, number one, your money is a servant. It's ready to serve you and to do your bidding and to go out and grow and multiply on your behalf and help you create financial stability and abundance and wealth. But you have to tell it what to do. Money will just do whatever you instruct it to do. And so by giving every dollar a job to do, you make sure that your money is really working for you in the best possible way. And you're also showing yourself that you're in charge, you're in control, and you know how to take loving care of your money in a way that it can really serve you and really go to work for you. So there's another little hidden message in that as well, though, because every dollar needs a job to do is a reminder, especially for those times or maybe those people who seem to feel like they need more money, but they don't really have a plan for that money. So when you sit down and you decide, this is how much money I would like, be really clear on what is it for. Even when you decide to put savings aside, be really clear. What are those savings for? Are you saving so that when the time comes and your favorite band is in town, you can go see them? Or is that a savings account that's more a buffer in case of emergency and you need to dip into some living expenses for a while? Or is that savings that are really, you know, what I call the vault, where you lock them down and they're really for long-term financial wealth and growth? Maybe putting a deposit on your home or amping up your superannuation or something like that. So be really clear on exactly what the job of every single dollar that comes into your experience is, and that money will work for you in much more powerful ways. Now, if you want to learn a little bit more about some basic money management skills, then I've got this video here for you. So be sure to check that one out next. So manifesting abundance and developing more of an abundance mindset can actually be really simple and easy. And just to help you make it even more simple and easy, I have recently recorded a very special masterclass for you that you can check out right here. It is Simplify Your Money Mindset and Manifesting. I'll pop the link in the comments for you below. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. If you have any special questions or requests of topics you'd like me to cover, let me know in the comments below. It's absolutely time for you to embrace your unlimited potential, and you are ready for the next step. So thank you again for watching, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.